Nice.
It's time again for your letters. Joining me is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Tony.
So what are folks saying?
Well, earlier this week, Paula McLeod of Dallas, Texas, wrote to say this. I was recently forwarded this story about Shaquanda Cotton, a 15-year-old African-American girl sentenced to up to 7 years in prison for shoving a hall monitor. This is something that I believe deserves national attention. And your show is always so insightful and informative, you instantly came to mind when I thought about where to begin. Well, thanks for that tip, Paula. At the beginning of today's show, we did investigate your lead, and we got a chance to talk about Shaquanda's case. This is a great example of how our listeners help make News and Notes an even stronger program. So keep sending us your ideas. We'll do our best to cover them.
Now the N-word again. It showed up on Tuesday's roundtable after Michael Myers did some improvising.
New York City Council recently adopted a symbolic ban on the uses of the N-word, as they allow NYPD to treat blacks and Hispanics and political protesters like
Brandon Whitney of Lawrence, Kansas sent us this. You guys have had quite a few shows about young men needing jobs. Well, I have a pretty good job and listen to your show while working. Could you please give me a heads up when your guests are going to use questionable language, meaning anything you couldn't say at church? That would help me keep my job. Apologies to you, Brandon, and others who aren't listening on headphones. But remember, this is live radio. NPR member stations get advance warning from us if we know we are sending out some spicy language. But sometimes, like this time, one got by. We'll try to watch it.
Okay, now, Lori Lucky of Seattle, Washington, had only nice things to say about our Leading Ladies series. I've really enjoyed learning more about Shirley Franklin and Alexis Herman. A thumbs up to them. However, my leading lady for the last 3 years has been Mende Nazer, who penned a gripping story of modern slavery titled Slave. I would love to hear Nazer interviewed at some point. I keep thinking that if Hollywood only filmed this one gripping account, perhaps things would turn around in Sudan. Well, thanks for that idea, Lori. And for all of you who want to know more about our Leading Ladies series, check out the special webpage at npr.org. All the interviews are archived there, along with extra audio you can hear only at that site.
And finally, Sabrina Stevens of Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, emailed to react to our recent segment on domestic violence in the black community. I think one of the major sources of this problem is the fact that so many black parents continue to rely on corporal punishment when disciplining children. By hitting children in order to get them to behave, parents send the message that violence is an effective and appropriate means of dealing with our problems and altering others' behavior when they displease us. These at-home relationships form the basis of how children learn to behave with other people. So if physical violence is promoted as a key part of solving interpersonal problems, children may grow up to hit their partners and their own children. The cycle continues.
That's it for this week's letters, but please keep the feedback coming. You can send us an email or pick up the phone.
You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Tell us where you're writing from and please how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
You got it, Tony.